Good morning. God bless you, all of the brothers that's on the call this morning. We greet you in divine love. Good to have all of you sharing with us this morning as we come together for a few moments. And we pray right before we get our Thursday started. I want to say how awfully proud I am of our leader. The individual who leads our men's ministry, Deacon Tyrone Williams. He's just doing an awesome job, very passionate, very spirit-filled in leading our men. And I want to just bless and thank God for him, even on this morning as well. With the brothers on the line this morning, it won't take very long this morning, but I want to say that all of us are a threat to the enemy. Each and every one of us on the call this morning, we are a threat to the enemy. And this is why the enemy has launched such an attack against men in the kingdom of God, because the enemy understands that when the man is out of his place, then the order of God is thrown off. I'll say that again. When the man is out of his place, then the order of God is thrown off. Because without being sexist or chauvinistic, the order of God is that men should lead. That's the order of God, that men should be both kings and priests. Kings and priests. Every one of you on this call, you were created in the mind of God. You were supposed to be a king and a priest. King, meaning that you rule, and then a priest, meaning that you have a relationship with God. And over every one of our houses, God has placed us there as a king and as a priest. The king, it represents the people, and then the priest represents Almighty God. And so whenever the man is out of his place, that means there is no king and there is no priest. And so now the woman, or in some cases even the children, have to step up and fill the shoes and the void. Even in the church, the devil has been somewhat successful at distracting men from leadership positions, causing us to get preoccupied with other things that we don't have time now to be leaders in the church. And so whenever the man is out of his place again, God's order is thrown off. And so we're believing that God is sending a revival among men in the kingdom of God, that those men who say, you know, God, I'm ready to take my rightful place as king and as priest in my home, in my community, in my church. We believe that God in the 21st century, in this day and time that we live in, we believe God is about to do something miraculous among men. And of course, this Friday on tomorrow night, we're believing that God is going to do something supernatural in our midst as we have our first annual men's conference, Manifest 2015, and we have just been standing with tiptoe anticipation of what that night shall entail and how God shall move and speak to men in the kingdom of God. So we are very, very excited about all that is going on, and I want to encourage every brother, I want to encourage you to be there, and not just be there, but invite somebody to come with you. I believe this is going to be the man's event for 2015. As we close this year out, this event is going to be the seal for how it is that we transition into 2016. So please make sure that you are there. And of course, we know that as you come with the spirit of expectation, God is going to meet us in a very, very powerful, powerful way. I want to pray this morning. Of course, we're still in our midst of our 50 days of prayer, and today we're praying for prison inmates. And many of us, we have relatives We have neighbors. We have friends who may be behind bars. Some may be behind bars even falsely. Some may be behind bars and they are dealing with an unjust sentence where they are serving too much time for the crime that they committed. Some of us may have people who are behind bars and they're really struggling with prison life, and we want to pray for them. Jesus says, when I was in prison, you didn't even come and visit me. And his disciple says, Lord, when were you ever in prison and you didn't come? We didn't come visit you. He says, when you have done it to the least, you've done it also unto me. So it is very, very necessary for us to make sure that we are lifting up those who are behind bars, that even though they're out of our sight, they shouldn't be out of our spirit, because we should be covering them in prayer. Once again, I just thank God for all of the men that are on the call on this morning. Let me pray for every one of you before we would conclude this call. Let's pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we declaring that this is the day that you have made, God, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. Father, today we wake up with a spirit of thanksgiving on our heart, understanding and realizing, God, that it's only because of you that we're able to experience another day. And for that, we're going to say thank you, oh God. Father, we ask even on this morning, Lord, that today, this day, December the 10th, that you would get all of the glory and the honor out of our lives. We request now the aid of your Holy Spirit to accompany us today, to speak to us, to lead us, to guide us, to keep us, and to even cover us, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you for that right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I come lifting up every man that's on this call on this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that when men pray, something happens. When the righteous pray, something great unfolds. And so I thank you and bless you this morning that as we come connecting and agreeing on this morning, I thank you that whatever the need is, I thank you right now that it shall manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, wherever there was two or three that were touching and agreeing, that you would be a God in the midst. And so I speak now, Lord, not to just mere men, but to kings and priests, men that have destiny, men that have earthly assignments, men, no matter their past, who have been chosen by God to do something great. I speak to that potential right now, Lord God. I ask that you would wake up that lion, wake up that king, that priest on the inside of us, and allow us to walk and to fulfill our God-given destiny. Thank you this morning, Lord, for forgiving us of all of our iniquities this morning. Thank you for forgiving us of all of our sin, Lord God. We thank you that we have this advocacy in Jesus Christ. He is our advocate, Lord, that he stands and he intercedes on our behalf. And so we would be nothing without Jesus interceding for us, Lord God. So we bless you and thank you this morning, Lord God, for Jesus Christ, that his blood covers each and every one of our sin. He justifies us. He qualifies us. He allows us to be fit to stand and to serve and to come boldly before the throne of an almighty God. And so we bless you and we honor you for that this morning, oh God. I pray right now for every man. I pray right now for who they represent. I pray for every child that they represent on this phone. I pray right now for every wife that they represent on the phone even now. I pray for those things that's connected to us, Lord God. I pray right now that you would cover our children, Lord God, that you would cover our wives right now, Lord God. You would cover our families right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, the truth is told, we don't know how to manage everything in our life, but we lean and we depend upon you. And we say thank you for that right now, Lord God. We pray even this morning, Lord God, that you would give us now more wisdom, more understanding, more strength, Lord God. We pray right now that you would order our steps, Lord God, that we would not fall, that we would not be led into temptation, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening us, not just on the outside, but strengthening us in our spirit man as well, Lord God. I pray for focus, for every brother that's on this call this morning, Lord God. I pray right now that you'll give us a focus in this season, that we'll be focused on our purpose. We'll be focused right now on those things that are priority. We'll be focused on the things that are of you, Lord God. And we thank you and bless you on today that as we get focused, Lord God, there is nothing that the devil can send towards us that we will not be able to overcome, Lord God. We bless you for that victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, for men now in the kingdom of God. We pray right now that they would not get weary, Lord God. But we pray right now that a revival will come to men in the body of Christ, Lord God. We're praying right now that there's going to be a renewal of determination, Lord God. I thank you right now that Jesus is coming back in style among men, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you even on this morning, Lord God, for those who are unsaved, those who have even backslid, those who have been tapped and have been called to do something great, but they are operating outside of their call and outside of their purpose. They are backslidden away from you, Lord God. You said, Lord God, that there will be a time when you will call the backslider back. Well, we come to announce that that time is now, Lord, that you are calling the backslider back. All of those who have strayed away, all of those, Lord God, who have been distracted, all of those who have been even disappointed, Lord God, we thank you right now for healing, Lord God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for reclaiming the backslider. And we thank you right now when they come back, there'll be no guilt, there'll be no condemnation, but you're going to put the robe back upon their back and the ring back upon their finger in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for those that don't know you, Lord God. We pray for our nephews, and we pray for our cousins, and we pray for our uncles now, and we lift them up to you today, Lord God. Wherever they may be, we pray right now that you would touch their soul in some shape, form, and fashion, and they will come saying, what must I do to get saved, to get delivered, to start living the Jesus life, Lord God. We set ourselves in agreement this morning that it is going to come to pass. Thank you right now, Lord God, for kings and priests. Thank you right now for men who understand the power of getting into God's presence, of seeking God through prayer, of reading God's word and operating their lives according to God's word. Thank you right now, Lord God, for men that are going to lead like kings, Lord God, leading their homes and leading their communities and leading their churches, Lord God. We speak to those their potential, Lord God, and we declare right now that is already done in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. So as we will begin this day on today, thank you now that you are protecting us. Thank you right now that you are covering and keeping us, Lord God. Thank you now that you are even ordering our steps. I thank you that every brother on this call, the need is being met right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for giving us a determined spirit. Thank you right now for giving us a faithful heart for you. And God, we're going to continue to give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do on tomorrow night. We pray for all of our participants. We pray for all of those who shall be there even on tomorrow night. We thank you right now that the brothers will not just be there, but your presence is going to be there, Lord God. Your presence is going to touch and feel that place, Lord God. We thank you right now for a spirit that's going to allow worship to be easy, allow prayer to be easy, allow the ministering of your word to be easy to receive, Lord God. We thank you right now. Thank you for men whose lives are going to be changed. We even come this morning touching an agreement that bona fide miracles are going to take place tomorrow night. We love you, Lord. We thank you and bless you for that. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray this morning, God. In his name, amen, amen. And bless and thank God. Again, brothers, thank you so much for sharing with us on this morning. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe that we should pray like it depends on God, but then we should get out and work like it depends on us. And so whenever we combine prayer and work together, that's when we can begin to see progress, even in the kingdom of God. Thank you so much for all of you sharing on today. And I pray that today is going to be a day where you live in victory. God bless you. Go in peace.